Welcome back, Conference USA fans. You are listening to another episode of CUSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA. I'm your host, Sarah Rudolph, and we have another very special episode for you today. Another CUSA football preview episode, this time for the Missouri State Bears, a new member of Conference USA. So I know we have a lot to talk about. So let's get to it. Joining me again today, we've got Josh Yonas. Thanks for being here, Josh, to talk some Bears football.
Yes, very excited. As you mentioned, a lot to talk about. Obviously, just inherently with a new member, there's a lot to talk about. But there's a lot to talk about the potential of Missouri State, not only on the gridiron, but with some other sports. We'll kind of get into that a little bit once we start our interview. But
I'm super excited. But it's not just you and I today. We have another special guest joining us, Corey Riggs from Missouri State. Thank you so much for being with us. Director of Broadcasting there for the Bears. Thanks for being here. We can't wait to talk about some football. And as Josh mentioned, a couple of other Missouri State sports as well. So, Corey, thanks for being here.
Well, you are very welcome. Thanks for the invite. And it was great to meet you guys at CUSA Football Media Day down in Frisco the other week. That was a first-class event. I know everybody that was a part of the Missouri State travel party is still talking about what a great day that was down in Frisco.
It was definitely a lot of fun. And if you stick around for the whole episode, you'll actually get to see my interview at Media Day with the players and coach who were there on site. So stick around for that. But starting off, we've got to talk about this upcoming football season. Obviously, the first one for the Bears in Conference USA. You were talking to us earlier before we got on live, and you have been out at practice. How exciting is it knowing that you guys are going into a new league, first year in FBS football? What's the feeling like out there for the guys?
Well, the excitement level matches the temperature in the Ozarks, which is extremely high right now. I say it's been a hot few days as camp got kicked off this week. But I tell you what, from the administration to the student athletes, the coaching staff and the fan base in Southwest Missouri, we are all extremely energized about this opportunity. Missouri State had an incredible run as a member of the Missouri Valley Conference and the Missouri Valley Football Conference. This is a team and a program that's coming from an FCS conference that is widely considered to be the SEC of FCS, the absolute best of the best at that level. But everybody wants to play at the highest level, and this will be the first opportunity for Missouri State to do that. So from the players all the way up to the administration, everybody right now is pumped to get ready to start their season on August 30th out at one of the cathedrals of college football in the LA Coliseum as they get ready to take on USC game one.
Yeah. And I know when Sarah talked to Patrick Ransdale, AD at Missouri State, a couple weeks ago to welcome them officially into the conference, you know, one of the things he mentioned was wanting to be competitive in all sports, right? And I know we're here to preview football, but like, I'd be remiss if we didn't talk. I mean, I couldn't have teed this up any better because in your background there, Corey, you've got a basketball jersey and a baseball jersey. And I know women's basketball is coming off a 28-win season, a down year for Missouri State baseball, still resulted in a pretty good year this past year. Obviously, a lot of excitement to bring them into CUSA, which has historically been a multi-bid league, could potentially be another one that gets, you know, on the road to Omaha for us. But and then also, you know, I'll give a little insider, you know, I'll put the insider in CUSA Insider. I know that women's soccer is the front runner in our preseason poll right now, you know, that'll come out, I believe, next week. And they haven't lost a conference soccer match since 2022. I want you guys to really think about that for a second. Two back-to-back undefeated seasons. So obviously some high expectations across the board. Corey, how do you think that Missouri State will really slot in to Conference USA across the board?
Well, you know, I don't think it's bravado to say that Missouri State feels like they can come in and immediately compete at a high level. We have a ton of respect for the members of Conference USA and the history of the programs that we're becoming a member institution of. But Josh, you mentioned women's basketball. You will not find a set of diehard fans the likes of Lady Bears fans. You mentioned women's soccer. Kirk Nelson has done an incredible job over the last couple of years with the women's soccer program at Missouri State and getting them into the NCAA tournament in the postseason the last couple of years as a part of that undefeated conference season run. You mentioned baseball. We just had the end of an era with Keith Gutton stepping down after 40 plus years as the head coach, his protege Joey Hawkins taking over. And all Joey did in his first year was win a share of the Missouri Valley Conference title and get his team to the championship game, in essence, one game away from the postseason. There is just a lot of great traditions, great coaching staffs, and a ton of experience here at Missouri State that leads us to believe that we're really going to come in and hopefully contribute right away to the prestige of the competition in Conference USA.
Well, we're super excited about it. I can tell you that much. I can tell you the people in this room, we liked looking at all of the sports, but I know that the folks that are listening right now are really keyed in on what the football season is going to look at like. So obviously coming off of an 8-4 season last year, nothing to slouch about in a very difficult conference like what you were telling us earlier. But when you look towards this season, what's head coach Ryan Beard telling his guys? What have you heard coming out of the locker room about how they're prepping for a CUSA slate this upcoming year?
Well, the hashtag that Ryan Beard uses almost daily when he is talking to people through social media right now, for his first 3 years as head coach, has been out hit, out hustle. But this year, it's just two words: prove it. Missouri State and the coaching staff wanting to prove that they belong at this level and that they can compete at this level. And when you look at what some of the different services online are saying, kind of all over the place, could finish in the bottom of the league, could finish in the middle of the league. I don't know that anybody has got a schedule quite like Missouri State's when you consider their first three non-conference games are going to be at USC, at Marshall, and then home against College Football Playoff team from a year ago, SMU. And that's before we get into playing Western Kentucky in our first ever Conference USA football matchup. So right now, I think it's all about kind of trying to show everybody that Missouri State belongs with this group and in this league. And there's going to be a lot of shoes to fill. This team has got a lot of talent back on offense, but a lot of new faces on defense.
Yeah, I mean, you talked about it earlier, coming out of the Missouri Valley Football Conference, you guys were really forged in a very, very tough league against some amazing opponents. And all you guys did was go out and win 8 straight games last year. And really only, you know, you look at a couple of the losses last year were to North Dakota State and South Dakota State, who are, you know, the perennial teams, and you drop them in any FBS league and they're probably a bowl team, right? So, you guys have that that battle-tested mentality, experience. I know that Ryan has talked a lot about the continuity on the staff that has really led to this moment. Again, just kind of elaborate on the preparation that has taken place over the last couple of years to really set up for the opportunity to prove it, as you mentioned.
Well, the Ryan Beard era at Missouri State has been good to this point. Josh, you mentioned the 8 straight wins. That was the longest winning streak Missouri State football had had since the 1980s. And it actually went across 2 seasons, the end of the 88 season, the beginning of the 89 season. So what Missouri State was able to do in a very tough FCS league last year was impressive. They finished the year nationally ranked. If they weren't transitioning to FBS football, they would have been a playoff team again last year. So all of those things are positive. And Ryan Beard has mentioned it, and he's 100% right. When you look at the rest of Conference USA, one of the strengths that Missouri State has is the fact that the top three or so in that coaching staff, your head coach, your offensive and defensive coordinator, have been at the school for 6 years. Half of the league that we're joining is got new head coaches and new staffs. So there's a lot to lean on in that. And I believe in that sort of family that Ryan Beard preaches, because you got to understand, if you don't know anything about Missouri State football, you're talking about a head coach whose offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator, they are literally family. Nick Petrino is the offensive coordinator, the son of Bobby Petrino. Ryan Beard, the head coach, and LD Scott, the defensive coordinator, are married to Nick's sisters. So it is quite literally one big happy family that is trying to take Missouri State to the next level in FBS football.
That is a fun fact.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I didn't know that. That's awesome. That's really funny. Well, let's talk about a little bit about the players that we will see on the field this year. So you mentioned not a whole lot of big changes on the offensive side of the ball. The defensive side of the ball is where you're going to see a lot of differences between this year and last year. Can you talk to me a little bit about, let's start with the defense. Any returners that you want to highlight or newcomers that you think are really going to show out for the Bears in their first season?
Well, you guys got to meet J.J. O'Neal on Media Day. What an incredible young man. A local product, if you will, from a town, Rogersville, Missouri, just outside of Springfield. He came to Missouri State as a quarterback, didn't have a scholarship, was a walk-on, was asked to move to the defensive side of the ball. I mean, of course, he played both sides at high school. He was that special of an athlete. Asked to move to the defensive side, eventually earned a scholarship, and now has earned one of those leadership roles in the defense. He'll help carry the back end of the Missouri State defense. Kanye Young is strong at linebacker, but that was really an area where the Bears were hit hard. When you look at the names that Missouri State had in that linebacking core outside of Kanye last year, Taj Chambers is gone. Ole Miss came a calling, took him, offered him some money. He went on to play with the Rebels. You had Mike Thiessen, a St. Louis kid, get an offer. He took it. Dallas Winter Johnson was a freshman All-American linebacker for the Bears a season ago. He's now moved on to Tulane. So that the middle of that Bears defense really hit hard in the transfer portal. But, you know, they've gotten a ton of players out of the transfer portal, too. Talking about the back end of the defense and J.J. O'Neal, he is going to have a teammate on the back end with him, McGuire Neal, that he is really speaking highly of. And when you see him in defense, just looks a step faster. Great anticipation. Really excited to see what the safeties will do for Missouri State this year. And that is coming on the heels of the tragic loss of Todrick McGee. Todrick McGee was a leader in this Bears defense. Unfortunately had missed last year with an injury, had fought, recovered, came back, and then of course lost his life back in April. And so the Bears obviously will be playing kind of for Todrick this year, I think, in a lot of ways. J.J. O'Neal has spoke about that extensively in some of his interviews about just it's not just about him when he goes out on the field this year. And I think that will be a galvanizing force for this Missouri State defense.
Well, we can't talk about offense without talking about Jacob Clark. And the theme with these first few episodes that we've mentioned multiple times already is that we want to hit on the ones early on in this series that there really isn't a whole lot of question marks around the stars of this team. And so we talked about FIU and Kiwan Jenkins. We talked about Middle Tennessee, Nick Battiato. Right up there with the cream of the crop is Jacob Clark. And, you know, it might be a sleeping giant in this league because of like what you said.
A literal giant, though.
A literal giant. I was a little shocked when he walked in. I was like, oh, you're a large man. But, you know, a sleeping giant in the league, in the G6 level, because of his pedigree, because of, just his stats that he put up there, this past year. But let's talk a little bit about Jacob, just kind of how he's handling the jump to FBS. And then let's talk about some of the weapons around him that you expect to be key contributors.
No, that sounds great. It's easy to talk about Jacob Clark. He is a proven winner. It's just that simple. He was top 15 for the Walter Payton Award as one of the top players in FCS football a year ago. He reset the Missouri State record book in single season touchdown passes, over 3,600 yards, 27 touchdowns. He is everything you could ask for in a quarterback. And about the only thing that has made me snicker in some of these preseason prognostications and everything else is the lack of respect he's gotten in making this move. Jacob Clark will be a top three quarterback in Conference USA by the end of this season. You can book it. That's how much faith I have in him. That's how much faith Ryan Beard and his offensive coordinator, Nick Petrino, have in him. This is a young man who is a prototypical NFL style quarterback, stands tall, 6'5" in the pocket, can see down the field, but doesn't force anything. He's got a brilliant football IQ, knows when to check down and take what the defense is giving him, and knows when to go vertical and try to make a big play when his team's got to have one. He is an undisputed leader on this team. Everybody loves him. And he had plenty of offers and opportunities to go somewhere else, but he wanted to stay here. He has gone on the record as saying he wants to lead Missouri State football into this next era, into the FBS, CUSA era of Missouri State football. And he takes a ton of pride in that. And when you hear those things and you know those things in the locker room, how can you not want to go out and go to war with a guy like that? And that's why he's got some great tools around him. It's going to be a completely new running back room, at least at the top couple of spots. But wide receiver-wise, he's going to have Jamaria Robinson back a couple of years ago. Jamaria was a Phil Steele freshman All-American. He's going to have Dash Luke back in the slot. And let me tell you something, folks. In the Petrino-style offense, the slot receiver is a huge piece of the puzzle. 2 years ago, Raylan Sharp was the slot receiver at Missouri State. He was an All-American. Now he's playing for Bobby Petrino's offense at Arkansas. Hunter Wood last year was the Bears' leading receiver in just about every category there was. He was the Bears' slot receiver. Now this year could be Dash Luke. Not sure who all is going to get an opportunity there. But pretty much for the last 2 or 3 years under this regime, if you're playing the slot in this offense and Jacob Clark is pulling the trigger, you're usually in for a great season.
Man, I'm fired up.
Yeah, I'm ready to run through a wall.
I'm so ready to watch this. This is going to be a lot of fun. Well, I do want to kind of change subject a little bit here. And you mentioned it a little bit before, but talking about the schedule that you guys have this year. 3-game homestand in September, which I think will really be a great thing for the Bears because you play SMU at home, as you mentioned, tough out probably with a team coming off college football playoff berth. But then you've got UT Martin at home. And then to start the CUSA gauntlet, you have WKU at home, which I know has to be a game, even though they're not going to say it is, that Ryan Beard and Patrick Ransdell have circled on their schedule because they are both WKU alumni. So tell me a little bit about the schedule, any ones that you're looking at in particular.
Well, you already picked it. I want to call it the Beard Bowl. I don't know what I need to do to get people on board with hashtag Beard Bowl for the Western Kentucky game, but you want to talk about a natural rivalry? Ryan is he calls Bowling Green God's country. He loves getting home. As a matter of fact, when I talked to him the other day before practice, he talked about how the entire family took a vacation. They were down at Disney World, but the last stop before coming back home before camp begins was back home in Bowling Green to mom and dad's. And that's when he flips the switch. And that's when it goes from summer was fun, everything was nice, now it's time to go to work. So that's very special to him. Bowling Green is where Missouri State may have just gotten their quarterback of the future, and state champion Deuce Bailey, who was recruited. And Ryan said he doesn't like recruiting in his backyard back home because he takes that very seriously. So you've got a quarterback heir apparent maybe out of that market that they took away from the Hilltoppers. So this has just got all the makings of a great instant rivalry with very little pomp and circumstance, and that doesn't even play into the side of our athletic director and his history there. So yeah, that one's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited to see how the Bears match up with the top of the conference. I mean, I don't think you've got to be a college football insider or expert to know you look up and down the list of teams in this league, and Liberty jumps off the page at you. They do it like nobody else does. And so we're excited. I'm excited to make the trip out to Liberty, that one on November 8th, later in the season, to see the facilities, to see how they do it, because that's kind of how you know how you measure up in a league. You look at who the top dog is, and you go into their place and see how they handle business and see how you handle business against them. So those are definitely a couple of games on the schedule that I'm looking forward to, but maybe nothing more exciting than the opportunity to open up at USC. I literally spent the last day and a half watching back the ESPN 30 for 30 called The Trojan War, about the run of Pete Carroll and his time at USC and Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush. And there is so 11 national championships at USC, more Heisman than you can count if you use your fingers and your toes.
The fact that if you would have told me 10 or 20 years ago, hey, Corey, you're going to get to call Bears football and you're going to get to call it at the LA Coliseum, I would have bet the farm against you. It's just it's going to be an exciting way to open up this new era at Mo State.
That's awesome. Well, to kind of wrap up, you know, just our talk on Missouri State, I know we've learned a lot about the school, about Springfield, just in the, you know, month now that you guys have been a part of the league. But for our fans, for our listeners, what's something about the university, about Springfield, that people don't know that you really want to spread the message about?
And you should know because you graduated from there, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I think we're talking to the perfect person for this.
Well, I say I graduated. Now, when I graduated from there, I'm old enough that I graduated from SMS, now Missouri State, then Southwest Missouri State. But I tell you what, I just think it's a special place. I went to school here. I met my wife here. In 2 weeks, I'm moving my son Carter into the dorm on campus. He's going to be a Bear. There is just something special about being here and being in the Ozarks. It is not like any other place that I have ever been. You know, from a tourism standpoint, you know, it's the home of Bass Pro Shops, the original Bass Pro Shops. Johnny Morris starts here in Springfield. Everybody loves to talk about that. They want to talk about Springfield being the birthplace of cashew chicken. That is one of the big deals. When you come to Springfield, you got to have cashew chicken. But the other thing is, now I think that Missouri State is taking steps to do something that a lot of us have been waiting years for. And by joining Conference USA, by moving to FBS football, we're talking about painting the Ozarks, painting Southwest Missouri with that beautiful maroon and making sure that everybody's got it on and it's in every store, in every corner of town. And there are definitely strides being made right now under new university president, Dr. Biff Williams and Patrick Ransdell, that we are moving in that direction where maroon is the dominant color here in the southwest corner of the state. I could not be more proud of that.
That's awesome.
Joshua's making faces when you said the cashew chicken thing. I knew that, actually.
Really?
Yes. I when we were preparing for you guys to join as league members, I asked for some Springfield fun facts from your university comm staff, and that was one of them. Cashew.
Yeah, the St. Louis Cardinals AA affiliate, the Springfield Cardinals, plays in the same field, Hammonds Field, that Missouri State plays in. Missouri State actually opened the field, Hammonds Field, up 1 year prior to minor league baseball coming to town. But their alternate identity is the Springfield Cashew Chickens, like one night a week. So that's how ingrained in the Ozarks it is.
Yeah.
I love minor league baseball.
Chicken gear.
Yeah, they're going to have to get some cashew chicken gear when we come into town.
I was going to make a joke that Sarah's from Memphis, home of the Bass Pro Shops Pyramid. So, I mean, yeah, she's got an extra connection.
This is true. It's a weird place. If you've never been there, the listeners out there, got to go to a Pyramid Bass Pro Shops at some point, or the OG there in Springfield, Missouri.
Right.
Well, Corey, final question for you. Doesn't really have to do anything with Missouri State football necessarily, but tell us a little bit about your background. We always love to ask our guests on the show, especially those who have been following one school for a long time. Tell us why you are a Bear through and through, besides the fact that you graduated from there. I won't tell the folks what year you graduated from there. I'll let you do that if you want to.
if you zoom in, you might be able to read it on my diploma up above me there. But Missouri State was my school. Like I said, it's where I met my wife. I, in college, interned for the local cable company here, Mediacom, and spent 25 incredible years there. But over the past 10 years, I've been a part of the Missouri State Radio Network, as well as our coverage on ESPN Plus in the Valley on ESPN as members of the Missouri Valley Conference. Got the honor and privilege to spend the last 10 years working alongside our iconic Hall of Fame voice, Art Haynes. And for those of you that don't know the story, 3 years ago, Art was stricken with West Nile virus and nearly lost his life. Since then, has been confined to a wheelchair, which made him going on the road with the team extremely difficult. The university asked me to help out. So I kind of started taking the road games and then had the privilege of working the home games with Art, who has been our voice for 45 years. At Missouri State. This will be his final game, will be a full circle moment, as I'll do the first two games on the road and Art will have the play-by-play call of the home opener against SMU, which like Josh, is his alma mater. And he tells me he has waited his entire career for the opportunity to call his adopted school, Missouri State, and his alma mater in SMU. The first game he ever called was an SMU men's basketball game on the radio as a college student. He will get that full circle moment when we host the Mustangs at Plaster Stadium in what will be the biggest college football game that has ever been played in the city of Springfield. And that will make it just that much more special on that day. And I'm thrilled that I get to ride shotgun for that incredible moment and then try to continue the tradition and the legacy that he's built over the last 45 years here.
That's so cool.
It is so cool. I'm so glad that you got a chance to mention that also. I mean, there should be some at least internal pomp and circumstance surrounding that game.
Yeah,
I can guarantee there will be.
What a great opportunity. Well, Corey, that's all we have right now for you today. But you never know. Later in the season, depending on what the Bears are up to, we may have you back on to talk a little bit more Bears football or who knows, women's soccer. I don't know. There's a lot going on there. Women's hoops, baseball. There's a lot. There's a lot going down in there in Springfield. So excited to get you guys on board. Excited to start the season. And 2025 is almost underway. Let's go.
Yeah.
Well, we are thrilled to be here. Thank you for the invite and reach out anytime. I'm always happy to talk about Missouri State athletics.
Awesome. Stay cool at camp.
Thanks, yeah. Corey.
Do my best. Thank you all.
All right, everyone, stick around for an interview from CUSA Football Media Day with head coach Ryan Beard, quarterback Jacob Clark, and defensive back JJ O'Neill. All right, everyone, here comes another episode of CUSA Insider for you. Joining us here today at the 2025 CUSA Football Kickoff here in Frisco, Texas, at the PGA of America headquarters, we have the Missouri State Bears. We're so excited to have them in their first year in Conference USA. Sitting here to my left, we have head coach Ryan Beard. Thank you so much for joining us, coach.
Thank you for having us.
We've got Jacob Clark and JJ O'Neill. Thanks for joining us today, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
All right. This is going to be a really fun interview. We're going to talk a lot about Missouri State football, but we're going to throw some fun questions here at you also. But first things first, to start it all off, tell me about what the excitement level is like in the coaching staff rooms, in the locker rooms for this first season here in Conference USA.
Yeah, I think I can start. There's a different level of energy, not only around our football offices, our players, our locker rooms, but also the city of Springfield. It's uplifted everyone. They understand what things like this do for the city itself, the economic impact, the driving force of having huge Saturdays with SMU coming to play a home game and how it kind of builds from there. It's a tremendous opportunity for our players to play on the national stage. When you put on the helmet, that's what you want. You want to play in bowl games. You want to play in conference, you know, championships. And now we have the ability to do that.
Yeah. I'd say, you know, in the locker room, we're just excited to be, you know, the foundation for this move for the university. And I think we take a lot of pride in that and we're all excited. And then, you know, the student body is also really excited. I have a younger sister whose boyfriend goes to Missouri State and he's been just talking to me about him and his friends, all talking about coming to every game and, you know, not just tailgating and leaving this year, but showing up and showing out for us.
You know, it's crazy because it's not every day you get to say you got put in a video game.
Isn't that great?
FCS, yeah, that's different than FCS level. So coming here to this conference is going to be amazing. We're all ready to play.
Awesome. Well, kind of to go off of that, coach, you kind of started down this path, but for the student athletes and the fans who are going to be visiting Springfield and Missouri State for the first time, what type of things can they look forward to, not just in the city of Springfield itself, but any game day traditions or anything that they can look forward to going to play there today or this year?
Yeah, we're currently in the process of trying to create those traditions and get those started to where the fans understand this is what you do after first down. This is what you do to try to get a big third down stop after touchdowns, so on and so forth. Our athletic director, Patrick Ransdale, has done a phenomenal job spearheading that. We're going to do some really good things for incoming freshmen because, like you said, they've never been around Missouri State football. They don't know. It's our opportunity to kind of mold them of what we want it to look like, what we want our game day experience to be. And it's going to be bigger and better than ever.
Awesome. You guys have anything to add? Anything the student athletes or fans can look forward to?
Yeah, I would just say continuing off of last year, we play a really fun brand of football and that's going to continue in this conference. And, you know, we're not going to change. We're just looking to get better. And it's fun to come and watch Bear football.
You're going to see a whole lot of energy.
I love it. You led me into my next question. I had it written down, but if you could describe Missouri State's brand of football in a couple words or a couple sentences, how would you guys describe it?
Yeah, I would say offensively explosive. Don't let the foot off the gas. Get the ball to our playmakers and, yeah, have fun.
Defensively, we swarm and we fast. We fast. We gonna get there.
I just love hearing you guys talk about it. You're obviously very passionate. Coach, do you have anything to add to that?
They speak for our program. I mean, that if your players believe that and they're convicted about that, then we're certainly doing something right within those walls.
Awesome. Coach, we mentioned this before we got started, but you're actually a WKU alum. So obviously WKU also in Conference USA, but something I found interesting, isn't that your first conference game of the year?
It is. It's our Conference USA opener. I have 2 degrees from Western Kentucky, and I'm actually also from Bowling Green, Kentucky. So I've been around Western Kentucky football a lot. Again, they're great people there. They do a great job, but on that Saturday, it's all about the Bears.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. It's got to be kind of interesting, though. And the way that it worked out that that's your conference opener is so funny.
It is. It's almost poetic. I mean, who could have written a better story than having us going into Conference USA, creating a historical year for Missouri State football, and me being able to be on the other side with my current football family. And that's who's important. Right now, it's about Missouri State. It's about these guys sitting right to my left. And that's where my focus is at 100%.
Awesome. Love it. Well, guys, I have a fun question for you next, okay? So in the locker room, who would you say would be the funniest guy in your locker room? I know there's some Bears fans out there that would love to hear about this. If you became one or two guys, who's the funniest who always makes somebody laugh?
I'd say probably Dylan Simmons. Dylan Simmons is pretty funny.
That's a good one. Dylan Simmons is funny. We got our O-line group. There's a lot of different personalities in there, and they're kind of just a fun group, like, together.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think who specifically, you know, Cash is a funny dude. But just that whole group, you get new guys coming in, and they, you know, they always instantly mesh. There's a ton of different personalities, and they're always together. So it's a fun group.
You mentioned the O-line group. Obviously, you work very closely with mm-hmm. them as the quarterback. So, I mean, how you fit into that? Are you fun? Can you be funny?
Yeah, I can be funny, but usually when I'm around them, I let them, you know, have their time to shine and, you know, let them get after a little bit. But yeah, good group of guys.
That answer right there is the epitome of Jake plugging his O-line, making sure people know they're funny and they're good people. Well done, QB1.
Love it. Okay, but on the flip side of that, who's like a little too serious and can use some laughter in your life?
Man, probably me. probably me. It takes me a little bit to, you know, get out of my shell sometimes, but I definitely do. But probably some guys on the team just see me in a football setting most of the time and think I could use some of that, which is probably fair.
I think he's spot on. I think that's a pretty good eval of himself. But being self-aware is a big deal. So that's good to know that. JJ, I mean, I think you'd agree too.
It's definitely Jacob.
Like, there's no doubt. And then when I asked him, could you be funny? He was like, yeah.
And then JJ was rolling his eyes like, yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I'm curious, you know, you kind of look at this league, the transitions that have happened with realignment over the past several years. But we've had some programs who've moved up from the FCS level who have really come into Conference USA and kind of made a blueprint for these teams that are starting to move up. Obviously, Jacksonville State won the football championship last year. Sam Houston had a great season last year. Obviously, you guys, unfortunately, not eligible for this USA championship this year with your move. But do those teams almost lay a blueprint for you guys? Do you look at that and say, yes, we know that we can do this. We've seen it done before.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely a blueprint. I think that for us to go into the best conference in FCS and be competitive and play good football, and in the last 5 years, we had 2 playoff appearances and, again, won the Missouri Valley Conference, which is the best conference in FCS. I don't think it's even close. I do think that bodes well for our future success in Conference USA. We don't really talk about coming in and making a splash. Those aren't really our talking points. We believe in our processes. We believe in how we do things within the walls of Missouri State football on a day-to-day basis will create success on Saturdays. And we're excited to see that, how that unfolds in the fall.
You guys are getting started with camp here when?
Very soon.
Okay. And so
next week.
Going into camp, what's the mentality like in the locker room, or what's the mentality like for you guys? What are you guys focusing on that first day, that first week of camp?
Yeah, I would say we're just excited. You know, we spend 6 months together, 7 months, or actually 8 months together doing workouts, getting up at 6 a.m, doing all that stuff together. And obviously we have spring ball in there, but you get to this time of year and you're ready to play football. So I think, you know, the main focus is just going in and being excited to do what we love.
Yeah, I would say we're very excited. One thing I'd say is block out the noise. Changing conferences, that's amazing and all, but we got to stick to what we did last year. Be ready to play, and let's get to it.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to flip to a different subject here. It's like we're done with our football questions for now. So I love asking our student athletes this question because you guys are student first, athlete second. Tell me a little bit about what you're majoring in and what your aspirations are once football is done for you, whenever football is done for you. What are you guys studying and what do you guys want to do one day?
Mm-hmm. So I got a marketing management degree and then I got my MBA focusing on management and leadership. After football, I don't exactly know what I want to do yet. Hopefully keep playing for a little bit, but potentially stay somewhere in sports. Whether that's more of an executive role or being a GM or something like that, I think would be fun and something I could be good at. And then if I got outside of sports, I don't know for sure. Something in business, it's wide spectrum.
Sometimes I feel like that's what I want to do when I grow up there, yeah. So it's okay. What about you, David?
I'm a criminology major and a coaching minor. I would say I'm probably leaning towards the coaching minor to help out younger kids who want to keep playing. But the criminology, that interests me too, how I grew up and what I went through. So I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Giving back to the community. I love that. Yeah. That's great. All right. So I think I have time for maybe one final question. I want to make sure you guys are all able to answer my question because you are new to Conference USA, which means you will have some fans that have never been to Springfield, traveling to Springfield. We call this segment CUSA Eats. Okay. I need to know if I'm coming to Springfield for the first time, where do I need to go grab a bite to eat?
Wow. That was a first tremendous question. Go ahead.
I say Black Sheep. Okay. Black Sheep downtown.
What type of food does Black Sheep have?
Burgers, fries, things like that.
Awesome.
Go ahead.
He doesn't know. Too many options.
Gosh. Yeah, there's a lot of good options.
I was about to say, I love the food scene in Springfield. Yeah. With foodies at heart. If you want a great steak, go to Flame or Nicola's. If you want, like you said, a downtown burger, That's a great spot with Black Sheep. We have tremendous Mexican restaurants. Caesar's Old Mexico, La Paloma.
Caesar's
a good spot. I mean, just anything you could want. Just make sure you get to Springfield. You contact us. We'll make sure you get in the right spot. It's a great place to come visit.
I slept doing this because people literally will listen to this and they'll write them down and they'll be like, all right, these are the spots I need to hit when I'm in town. So thank you guys for being so descriptive and what places had and things like that. Jacob, did you think of one or are you just going to?
I'm going to piggyback off of both of those. Those are both great answers.
Awesome. Yeah. Love that. All right. One final note. If you can leave us with one thing about Missouri State football for 2025, what is y'all's motto going into this year? What are you guys going? What are you guys saying in the locker room that's going to transcend through this season?
I'll let the guys answer first.
I would say prove it. Not necessarily to everybody on the outside, but kind of prove it to ourselves that we belong. And we really do believe that. It's not really necessarily like a long-term goal. It's just the day-by-day process, how we do things.
Honestly, I was going to say prove it as well. I was going to say prove it. That's something we've been saying. And that's something that we're standing on at this point in time.
Awesome. You guys are well-trained. You know exactly what your mentality is going into this season. Coach, anything to add there?
That's a beautiful thing hearing him say that. I said it in a press conference last year, and I meant it. We're big on not proving people wrong. Prove the people that care about you right, the people that pour into, the people that have helped you get to the situation that you're in. Prove them right. Do what it takes to be successful on and off the football field. And the one thing you'll know about Missouri State is we're about the people. That's our point of difference. It's not so much, you know, the shiny helmets, the crazy facilities. It's about the people in the building and pouring into those people and making them the best men possible.
Awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining Conference USA's Media Day for the first time. First episode of CUSA Insider, hopefully not your last, but we just want to thank you again, Coach Beard, Jacob, JJ. Thank you guys for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day and have fun with it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Go Bears.
Thank you so much to the Missouri State football program and all the folks who joined us to talk about Bears football. really excited for the upcoming 2025 season for these newcomers to Conference USA. Can't wait to see how they do in conference play and just throughout the entire season, coming off of an 8-win year in the Missouri Valley Conference last year. But we learned a lot of fun facts, didn't we, Josh, during that interview with Corey? I mean, we were just talking about it. Our producer Dane over there is getting all of the views, and he is switching back and forth between, you know, just Corey and us. And he was like, I really wish that I had been on all three of you when he was talking about that fact, because your face when he said the thing about the cashew chicken,
I was just like,
was so funny. But I guess, guys, you got to go to Springfield, get you some cashew chicken. We should have asked him where the best place to get it was. Yeah. Darn.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah. When I make it out there, we'll reach back out.
Okay.
And find. Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, we've got some more CUSA football previews coming up for you later this week. So releasing this episode on Monday, August 4th. And it's a 3-episode week this week, okay, because we got to do something to fit all 12 Conference USA teams in before football season really gets underway. So coming up on Wednesday, we've got Louisiana Tech. We'll preview that program. Again, they're pretty sure who their front runner is at quarterback. And then on Friday, again, another school, who knows who their quarterback is. New Mexico State, we'll talk to the two of them on Wednesday and Friday next week. So definitely stick around. Any thoughts on Missouri State before we go?
No, I'm just, yeah, really excited to see, again, like you said, how they come in, plan to compete at, you know, in every sport really, but especially in football, just because, like Corey mentioned, you know, a lot of the preseason, you know, prognostications, as he called them, are not as favorable as I'm sure the Bears fans would like, but there's definitely some potential there. And again, we kind of know what they bring to the table with the other sports, but excited for these next two episodes. You know, Louisiana Tech coming off a bowl game, retaining Sonny Cumbie as head coach. You got Evan Bullock back at the quarterback position. So lots of, you know, there'll be lots of conversations about how they follow up on last year, build on that. And then New Mexico State year two under Tony Sanchez, got a new quarterback in town. Lots of newcomers on both sides of the ball. I'll be interested to hear kind of a week into camp, how they're looking, and keep the series going.
Yeah, as these videos go on, it'll be really interesting to see how the interviews go with the beat writers and the folks on campus that we're getting, because obviously these early ones, a little bit more difficult to tell because camp's just getting started. But as we go along, there's going to be some interviews that we do and camps could be over. And so camps could be done. And so we're really going to know who's going to be on the field for those teams later in the year. We're going to post our schedule. If it's not already out right now, we'll make sure that you get the schedule for the upcoming CUSA preview episodes that we will be running. But yeah, if you don't want to miss them, you got to make sure that you're following us on social media at CUSA Insider Pod on X and Instagram. And also you can find us on YouTube. Just search Conference USA. If you want to watch the episodes, it's the best place to go. Our CUSA Insider Podcast is in a little playlist there. So make sure you go find us there. And if you're our audio only listeners, we still love you. We still post everything on audio. So you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. All right, everybody, that is it for us today. Thank you for listening to CUSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA. I'm Sarah Rudolph, that's Josh Jonas, and we are signing out.